Firstly, we shall deal with the preparation phase. Preparation is extremely important to the success of your negotiations. If the preparation has not been carried out carefully, the other negotiator can notice this, and his position is then stronger. In preparing for negotiations, you should first make out a list of your wants. What do you expect to gain at the end of the negotiations? Also important is to consider what the wants of the other negotiator are and to think about how he is likely to try to modify your wants to fit with his. You should consider the priorities of the other negotiator. Try to work out first his wants and then his order of importance of these various wants. When negotiating, you should not let the other party see your own priorities or order of importance. Try to give the impression that all of your demands are of equal importance. This is known as a bluffing tactic. You must ask yourself, when preparing, what issues have to be addressed. For example, issues could be the price of a product, the quantity of a product, the terms of delivery, or how long the duration of a contract should be. Having decided on all the issues which are to be addressed, you must then list your wants in relation to each issue. Your wants in relation to each issue can then be categorized. You can, for example, divide them into three categories of high, medium, and low importance. High importance wants must include all those wants which are essential to the deal. Without these, the negotiator is not willing to reach any agreement. Medium importance wants, or goals, are then those which you push for but which are not critical to the deal. Wants of low importance are those which you would like to achieve if you could, but are, however, not necessary. It is important for the negotiator not to push these low importance wants too hard, as they might jeopardize the deal. Before entering negotiations, the negotiator should know what his entry and exit positions are going to be. Your entry position is the condition you will demand in relation to an issue at the start of your negotiation. Your exit position is the point beyond which a deal is no longer possible. For example, if you are trying to negotiate a sales contract for a product, your entry point may be to ask for $100 per unit. Your exit point may be $80 per unit, and therefore, you are willing to settle for anything between $80 and $100, but lower than $80 is out of the question. In picking an entry point, one should not be over-ambitious. Overly ambitious entry points in negotiations can anger the other party and lead them to also propose an overly ambitious entry point. This makes it then more difficult for the two parties to work their way back to common ground. If when you are negotiating, you know that you have other alternatives to closing this particular deal, then you can enter at an ambitious level. If you are sure that this particular deal is not your only option, then you can position your exit point near your entry point. This we can call a take-it-or-leave-it approach to negotiating. If, on the other hand, your alternatives to this particular deal are few, then the entry point of the negotiation must be softer and not so ambitious. Your exit point should also be a little more distanced from your entry point. Having prepared your negotiation, you can then record this preparation on a single sheet of paper. To summarize this phase, we can say that the important things to write down are, firstly, what you want from the negotiation. Secondly, the relative importance to you of these wants. And thirdly, how you would present your wants. That is, what are your entry positions and exit positions in trying to gain these wants? Having carried out your preparation, you can now move on to your next phase.